Welcome back to the RBKD. Sorry, I got some mic issues here. I think my mic lightness doesn't work anymore.
It's weird. It's messed me up.
Well, yeah, so I can't tell if it's on. Usually when I press the on button, there's a light on the on button. Yeah. That shows me that it's on. And now that light is gone. I don't know if it's on or off.
It's been doing that for a little while.
It has been, but...
But it's sporadic. Some days it's like...
Some days it's on and it's good. Yeah, but I just want to make sure for my own, you know, so I can keep my damn job and don't say something stupid. Thinking the mic is... Well, the mic is always hot. It's what they teach you.
Yeah.
When you first start the radio, mic is always hot. Treat it that way.
Yeah, it goes away after a little bit.
It does. Well, it's because we hang out together in here in the studio, and then we
and
get
you
too
get
comfortable.
More comfortable. Well, that's the key to being
too
good on the air.
Yeah, I know. But still,
is that we're comfortable on the air?
I know, but that's also can get you in
it
trouble.
It can get you in trouble.
Sometimes we and you are talking, and I'm so comfortable that I am very close to dropping something I shouldn't drop on the radio. Which is just it's good because that means
good.
We're
it
having
means
a conversation.
Exactly.
But also means, you're on the verge of having to answer to the FCC. And the bosses.
You better watch out.
You better watch out of that. Yeah, no doubt. But I want to thank my man John for doing a great job. He is DJing us in and out of these segments, and he's doing so trying to keep us calm.
Yeah.
And try to keep us in a better spirit, optimistic spirit after the disappointing loss over the weekend to the Longhorns. Is that correct, John?
Yes, sir. Okay. Yeah, just keeping our blood pressure low with a little dash of hope. Not too much hope, though.
A dash of hope.
Just a dash.
Just the tip.
Okay. Just a dash.
Of hope.
Just the tip of hope?
Of hope.
Who uses that kind of phrasing? Yeah. That's the same thing with your erect thing.
No wonder Hallmark's not answering your calls.
Yeah.
Just the tip of hope.
There's other reasons, too.
Nobody says that.
No one does say that. You're right about that.
No one's putting that on their greeting card anytime soon.
Do we still use greeting cards?
Yeah, they do.
I mean,
When did I buy some for wifey? She just has. Her birthday's coming up. I bet I got to buy her a greeting card for her birthday.
You're married. You don't have to buy her a card.
Oh, yes, you do. And you got to sign it. You gotta sign, and not just sign your name. You gotta sign it with some.
Why don't you make
message.
Your own card, like your whole picnic thing?
I could write her a letter, but I don't want to do that now. I don't want to waste that. I do that when I really need to. Basically, when I'm broke and I can't afford my.
Write her a letter, huh?
Yeah, that's my ball on the budget. Go to.
That's
I'm
a big
broke.
Time move.
Yeah, well, if you're broke, just write her a letter.
You talk to her every day, though. What do you say in the letter?
Oh, all types of cool romantic stuff. You know. Like me and you are connected by light, all kind of cool stuff.
Oh, you cheeseball! But that's so smart.
But what I'm saying,
you just throw stuff
out there, and it doesn't make any sense. But she thinks it's really cool. You know what I mean? I just can't wait to create our own little universe together.
We're just on the tip of hope. That's exactly what I was.
Yeah, exactly. Like it doesn't matter if it makes sense or not. As long as it sounds somewhat cool, she'd be like, "Oh, that's so romantic."
Yeah.
You know.
Just the tip of hope.
Just the tip of hope, babe. Thank you. Are my tip of hope. Whatever the hell it is, it doesn't matter.
She'd probably take it well.
All they care about is the thought. Women just care about the thought.
I know.
She's gonna be sweet coming from you because she loves you.
Yeah.
But you know, I'm not a poet. But myself,
you know what else
pretty,
we love?
Awesome.
Oh, we know it.
I wrote my own vows, though. I mean, I'm legit.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah, I wrote my own vows.
No, I know you're legit.
Yeah.
Say you weren't legit.
Yeah. I'm not
and
Craig
the fact
Way,
that you cop to just being full of it with all that, I like even more.
Just make up stuff, dude.
Make stuff up.
What do you think?
What was that line you gave? The light of what?
We are connected by a tunnel of light. Yeah.
What the hell does that mean?
I said just make up. Our souls connected by light. Who knows what it means? Doesn't matter.
What if she calls you on it? She's not dumb.
Well, now we'll say that, you know, that eternally we are connected by light. That once our bodies are done, once our souls, move on from these bodies, we are still connected. Me and you will be connected forever by that light, that powerful light. And that light is love.
We're
that
all always, stardust, baby.
That light that always guides me through the darkness. You are my light. Dude, you can just, don't tell you, I can go for days with this stuff. I literally can just freestyle for days.
You should really be recruiting for Texas.
I can do it for days.
You saw those guys on the field. Why didn't you give some of that stuff?
They wouldn't fall for that, but women do all the time.
They don't care about light or anything.
They don't care about all that stuff. They don't care about that stuff. Anyway, they could have used some words of inspiration, that is for sure. The Longhorns come up short. Falling.
Just use those guys in general.
That's true.
Hey, Evan, can you suit up?
Well, you know what? I like you said, that's a great recruiting tool. I know it sounds bad, but all these young men who are walking around at this Oklahoma State game for Texas on the recruiting visit, they all believe that they're going to be the savior for a program they go to.
Yeah.
They just do. They're 17, 18-year-old. They believe, oh, these jabronis,
they can't get it done,
but I will get it done.
See what Evan Stewart tweeted?
What did he tweet?
I don't follow him, so don't worry about that. But people do, and they retweeted it. He said, of course, he gave low key, but he used it better than I did. He said, low key, when teams keep on losing, I kind of like it, essentially, was that.
Because he wants to be the savior.
He wants to be the guy.
He wants to be the guy. Everybody wants to be the guy that brings back a great brand.
Right.
Like, you're the guy. Like, it's because of you. When you signed here to Texas, you brought the brand back.
TJ Ford.
Mack Brown was selling us on that when he recruited Chris Sims.
Yeah.
That was part of his pitch. Got to bring back Texas football. It's down.
You're going to be the guy.
You're going to be the guy.
And they're going to love you.
He told me he couldn't win a national title without me. You think he really meant that?
No.
Rod, I mean, I know I'm a good player, but he could win a national title without me. Matter of fact, he did. I was already gone.
Literally, he did.
Literally,
yeah,
I was gone.
He just left and he won a national title.
So, yeah, but those are, honestly, it's not that different from what I just told you about writing a letter to my woman, my wife, right? I mean those things, but I got to say a lot of things. I do mean them.
You love her.
I do.
You don't
love
necessarily
her.
Mean that the light and all that crap.
I don't even know what that means.
Yeah,
same thing Mack Brown didn't.
You can't mean it because you don't know what it means.
Just like when Mack Brown didn't know what it meant, was like, I can't win a national title without you. Yeah, you can.
Yeah,
what are you talking about, Mack? Of course you can.
Get out of here. But, jabroni.
But in recruiting.
Now, saying that to Derek Johnson, I get. Although, funny enough, he did without Derek Johnson.
He did without Derek Johnson.
He did without
true.
Chris Sims. He did without Corey Redding.
He told all of them the same thing. I can't win without. And I think he meant it.
Yeah.
But he did. So I mean it.
Oh, he meant he wanted them. He knew that.
But this is you're right. This is the same thing as me writing a letter to recruiting. Same thing as me writing a letter to my wife. A lot of it is just a bunch of sugar you're throwing out there. See if it sticks.
Crap. Yeah. Please have this stick.
Yeah, and no, Mike Gundy admitted that when he admitted that he was recruiting Spencer Sanders and Casey Thompson at the same time.
I thought that was a great cut.
And they was like, so what did you tell him? He's like, I told both of them the same thing. I really want you, and I told the other one, I really want you.
Yeah.
And it's like,
I lied to him.
Yeah, he said either I lied to him or I was honest with both of them.
Right.
Whichever view you want to take of that. Recruiting is a must-lie situation. It's like meeting an ugly baby.
Yep.
You know, you got to tell them their baby is cute and their baby is gorgeous because it's a baby.
It's a baby. And it's theirs.
And it's theirs.
And they think it's cute.
And every recruit that comes in here is going to be an All-American. You're going to go to the league, and you're going to change this program forever.
Right.
And most of y'all would just be jabronis.
Hopefully they don't get on Google.
Hopefully they stay off Twitter.
Stay off Twitter.
Stay off Twitter and social media.
Because that has become a tougher pitch for Texas as the numbers they're not developing.
Great point.
Not sending people.
That was
the
pitch when I was coming out.
That was the pitch when I was coming out.
Not anymore.
So now it's pretty tough. And this coaching staff has to deal with the current talent they have while trying to upgrade what's coming in. Tom Herman did that to some degree.
He upgraded the talent.
He upgraded the talent.
He definitely did.
But it also wasn't, it wasn't Mac doing it year after year after year. You had, two top four, top five classes rated that way?
It's a great point.
You would look at the individual talent now and say, what the hell are you all thinking? But we got into that in terms of development.
No,
and
there
are a lot of factors that why those guys haven't lived up to that.
And it's not all on them. And Mac was building more towards it. There was this build up.
Oh, without a doubt.
This crescendo.
But how did it start? It started with the momentum that first year.
It did. With having Ricky Williams win the Heisman.
So you had the best back in the country. You had the best player in the country. I mean, there's very good chance that Bijan's the best player in the country.
And now you're not playing for the Big 12 title anymore. I mean, it could happen. You still could make it out there and go there, but you don't control your fate anymore in terms of going to the Big 12 title game. Man, go get Bijan to the Heisman Finals.
Yeah.
And make him a finalist. You know you can do that. He's good enough. Honestly, try
and go 8-4 and get him to New York.
Exactly. The question is not whether he's good enough to make it to the Heisman Finals.
No, that's not the question.
The question is whether you can scheme it up.
Yeah.
Because we know he's good enough. Joe Klatt, everybody said, he's good enough. Everybody who sees him says, he's good enough. Might be the best player in the country.
Gus was killing us with the after the touchdown run. Gus, Mr. Hyperbolic. He's going to be in New York. Book it.
Yes. I love Gus Johnson. I'm sorry.
Yes. Oh, no. I'm okay with Gus. I understand what he is.
Yeah, exactly.
Gus takes your letters to a different level. He just does it on the air.
He does. He does. Yes. He is. He's but all
I do,
about
it. But I do love hyperbole. The energy. And yeah, I like that crew, actually.
Yeah, no, Joe Klatt's good too. I mean,
with a little all American girl on the sideline.
I know.
Yeah. I'm surprised Gus gets away with that in 2021.
Great point. It's because of his.
I mean, I don't know why it would be wrong, but I don't know why 80% of the stuff is wrong.
Tried to call out Terry Bradshaw because he complimented Aaron Andrews' shirt.
Oh, God.
You hear about that? Tried to cancel him because he complimented her shirt. So they're like, that's inappropriate. And I was like, he complimented her shirt.
Losing her
damn
mind.
He's an old man. But let me ask you this about Sark. Remember, Texas is up. No, Oklahoma State is up. 25-24?
Yep.
Texas gets the ball back, 4.5 minutes left.
Yep.
Bijan Robinson runs, I think, 8-9 yard game.
How confident did you feel at that point, though?
I was like, this is easy. Texas is going to go down and score.
Really?
I was pretty confident that they were going to go down. Dude, it was 2nd and 1.
I know.
And so I was like, oh, 2nd and 1. They're at least going to first down here, set themselves
move
up,
the chains,
try to get down
reset,
and get to the field goal. And we're in 4-down territory because we're trying to score, all right?
Now, this is the one where they ended up getting 4th down, and they had a row of Army guys sitting at the sticks.
They had 3 downs to get a yard with Bijan Robinson.
Yeah. I don't care how bad your offensive line is. And it's bad.
It's bad.
I don't care how bad your quarterback's playing. Wasn't playing good.
He wasn't playing good.
You get that.
You had 3 downs in the most crucial point in the game.
Getting
down
back to quarterback run you were talking about earlier, too.
So you know what they chose? You know what plays they chose on that 2nd and 1?
I forgot. What is it?
Somebody should ask Sark about this. I don't go to press conferences, so I can't ask Sark about it. I'll ask Jeff to ask him about it. Is it an RPO or it's a – I'm hoping it was an RPO. It's either an RPO or a play-action pass bubble screen.
That had to be an RPO, right?
That's what I said.
Yeah.
I said it has to be an RPO. No way I can confirm unless Sark confirms, like, hey, that was an RPO. But it had to be an RPO.
At 2nd and 1, don't send in an RPO.
So I would say if it was a bubble screen –
send and run.
Yeah, if it was – that's what I said. I think they gave him the option, literally.
Right.
The run-pass option.
Don't.
Like, count the guys in the box. And I think
take out the P and the O.
Yeah, exactly. So I'm with you. I think they should just call the run play. But this is what happened. So they call an RPO on 2nd and 1, and Casey throws it out to the wide receiver to the bubble screen. It's X-Man, right? X-Man gets tackled. Initially, the defensive back is probably 7-8 yards off. So I think that's why. Because if you're just counting numbers, Texas had the numbers advantage in the box. Probably should have handed it off.
Mm-hmm.
Whole point of the RPO, right? You go where the numbers tell you to go. So he probably should have handed it off, but he doesn't. I think he chooses to throw it to X-Man. Number one, I think he just likes throwing to X-Man.
I get that.
He has receiver, and it gets him in trouble.
Yeah.
It actually gets him in trouble. Because
if you're trying to go to him when he's not open.
The pick.
Yeah.
The last pick.
He was staring it down. That was to
He should have went to Cade Brewer.
Right.
Cade Brewer was open.
Of course he is. He's a tight end. Would you cover one in Texas?
But he was open, and he went.
That's not a shout out at our tight ends. That's a shout out we're not using.
Yeah, it's like the sample is what telling was giving you the clues to what they're doing. But he throws it to the flat route on that. It's basically a bubble screen, and that he's tackled like immediately. Almost might lose a yard. He's definitely tackled immediately. It's still 3rd and 1. They run the same RPO and just flip the field. Don't change a damn thing.
Yeah.
They run the same RPO, same formation, same personnel, flip the field. That's it. Against a defense that is full of veterans. A defense that's got seniors and juniors everywhere and a really good DC and Jim Knowles. Game on the line. 3rd and 1. Gotta have it. Pull out your money plays. Just ran the same play. Same exact play, KD. Just flipped it over. And then they handed it off. And here's even worse. So on that play, the tight end on the run concept of the RPO is supposed to pick up the backside defensive end.
Right.
So on the 3rd and 1, the defensive end crashes down on the RPO, blows up the play because the tight end can't get over there fast enough. Keep this in mind, too. They had a different center. Kerstetter was the center because Jake Majors goes out.
Yep.
The snap is off.
Yeah.
Go watch the snap on the 3rd and 1.
That stuff
is off.
You have to be thinking about,
the
too.
The snap was off just slightly, just enough to delay the play a half a second so the DN could crash it, tight end delayed, and you could see Casey and Bijan, they hesitate just a little bit.
Right.
Just enough. Play blown up. Crashed it. It's crazy, man.
Nah, that's...
Yeah.
That's depressing.
Yeah.
But that was good analysis.
Yeah, man. It's so just... I don't know. I love Sark. Think he's doing an okay job, but You got to have a better play than that, man.
I totally agree.
And then on the fourth down, they decide to go compress formations and everybody just runs. They run two outs and two curls to the sticks, and that's it.
And guess who was sitting at the sticks?
And everybody was just sitting on the sticks waiting on it. And then Casey couldn't throw it, and I think Casey ended up getting sacked because nobody was open. And I'm thinking to myself, yeah, we got to do better than that. So
second and one.
Yeah, yeah. Second and one with the game on the line.
What would the bet have been on that?
I don't know, but if you bet it with MyBookie, my friends over at MyBookie, they will take care of you. Right now at MyBookie, they're giving you a great special over at MyBookie. They're offering you a chance to get in on winning season. Everybody right now at MyBookie has a chance to get double your first deposit. That's right. You can get double your first deposit at MyBookie. All you got to do is use my promo code HORN, and you get your double deposit bonus. Use my promo code HORN, and you'll get a double deposit bonus on your first deposit up to $1,000. That is fast money, folks. So use your extra cash to bet on this week's biggest games, including the battle between the Chiefs and the Titans, where Airmail offense takes on Smash Mouth football. Look for the score to run up quickly and bet the over. Remember, my promo code HORN is the key for you getting the chance to take advantage of their special right now, their double deposit bonus right now over at mybookie.ag. Use my promo code HORN and you can get double your funds, double your winnings, and double your cash. Bet anything, anytime, anywhere right now with MyBookie.
All right, that would have been an easy bet. Texas converts on that, but they didn't. There were a lot of easy bets
that
didn't hit, right? And we thought the Cowboys was an easy bet covering, and they did.
It wasn't easy, though.
Oh, I know. Blackstradamus came through in the end. Cowboys looking good. They have a bye week, feeling much better than the Longhorns, sitting at 5-1. Are they the best team in the league? And how injured is Dak? We'll get into it up next.
The hurt doesn't show, but the pain's too.
You know, if you don't do the drum solo, the air drums on that, I got some questions. That's all I'm going to say. John, we were together on that.
Oh, of course. It's near impossible to be in like a 100% bad mood when that sting comes around.
Right.
And that's why I'm playing it to close us out here.
You've done a hell of a job, man. I think you've made us all feel just a little bit better.
Just a little bit.
Yes, the outcome.
Just a tad.
Yeah,
just a
you.
Tad.
Thank you.
A skosh.
Thank you.
I don't want to give Rod any more writing material.
No, you're the one who made up some new phrase. I don't use those kind of. I don't use the crass stuff in my writing to my wife. Okay.
No, you just
I'm
go
talking about just a tip of hope.
You just go ultimate cheese ball, and you don't even know what you're saying.
Exactly.
I would love to cheese be able to read one of those letters.
What do you mean? You can read my vows. I'll send them to you.
Oh, well, not your vows. I'm not going to.
Same thing.
Okay, that's true.
Just a cheesy letter that I had there.
I'm hoping that you put more thought into your vows than you did like a random note to your wife in the morning.
No, it's not a random note. But my point is, like, it's all a bunch of, like, it doesn't matter. Actions are what matter. Words don't matter. Don't
totally
mean
agree.
It's not about what you say. A lot of people say stuff at weddings, and it doesn't mean a damn thing. A divorce 2 years later, but what you do is actions.
Totally agree.
It's the words. She can enjoy them, and they'll be nice for her, but that doesn't matter.
It's the fact that you actually wrote her something.
Exactly. I sat down and did it. There you go.
What were y'all talking about? During the break, Drake and his kid, it looks like the trainer or whatever.
That was John. John knows all
John,
about
it. What's going on with this?
Yeah,
speaking
I think
of
so,
vowels not meaning a lot.
So as I'll look it up to make sure I'm 100% right, Drake's kid looks an awful lot like his wife's personal trainer.
Oh,
and there's
God.
Been a lot of pictures that have been floating around of just like, oh, there's the kid and oh, here's the trainer. And like, It was like blonde hair, big curls.
I'm looking this up now.
Yeah,
Drake's you got me intrigued.
Kid
Damn you,
and
John.
Trainer. Let's see what happens.
Damn you, John.
I could be wrong.
You know, you're probably right
nope,
about
there
this.
There he is. That ring-a-ding-ding.
I'm just going to say, I'm going to type in Drake's son.
And trainer. That's what I'm putting in. Drake's kid and trainer.
There's this image floating around. I'm trying to find it.
Mm-mm. Oh. I think there is
there
something.
There he is. There he is. I found the image I saw.
Did you really?
I'll send it to you.
Oh, maybe there is. I'm looking at right now on Facebook, but I don't know how true that is.
Yeah, that maybe I got boomered and fell for a meme I saw on Facebook. We'll see.
Oh, it happens.
Yeah, let's see. Yeah, I send it to you over text. There you go.
Okay. Oh yeah, you might have gotten boomered.
Yeah, maybe.
It's all right.
Man, don't worry. It happens to us all the time. But you expect that. You expect us
it's
to
true.
Get.
Well, because I think the thing is that Drake is dark haired, his wife is dark haired and dark features, and the kid is blonde.
Okay.
Drake's half Jewish, I believe. So that could be a
out of all the things I said today, whether it's like, oh, do you believe A, that Drake's kid kind of looks like his trainer, or B, that Australia had a war against emus and lost.
You wouldn't have thought the that emu was correct.
Yeah, you wouldn't think the emus would have been the right one.
You're right about that. The emu war is real.
It is real.
I actually didn't even know it before John brought it up today. So, and they lost, by the way.
They lost the war.
They lost the war to the emus. That's the most shameful thing.
I wonder if someone has to have an emu as a pet.
In Texas, somebody probably
does. Have like farms for them and ranches and things like that.
You said they're mean though, right?
They're mean, and they're like their talons. They look like straight out of Jurassic Park. They'll rip apart you apart.
Geese are mean too. You ever seen geese like chase people?
Imagine if a goose was as tall as you and had like razor sharp like claws.
Yeah. I'll pass on that.
No, geese
you understand why they lost the war.
There's some funny videos of geese or goose, but usually it's a couple that are like chasing people out of their, they're like getting out of work and trying to go to their car. And they're territorial, and they've got some a-hole in them.
No, I saw in Michigan they had a ton of geese, and they were mean, man. And they traveled in like groups.
Yeah,
geese and swans. Swans are the same way too.
Are they mean?
Oh, they'll hiss at you and chase you around, especially if they have like a nest and you go anywhere near it. They'll chase you down the street.
Okay. Well, that's mamas, man. You better be careful with mamas.
Any kind of mama.
Yeah, any animal, the worst one you can run into that will mess you up, even if it's not really what the species does or the animal does, is a mom.
Damn right. Mm-hmm.
You are in trouble at that point. All right, let's get to the Cowboys here. We're getting ready. We're about 20 minutes away, Rod, from game number 3, this is a big one. I don't know if y'all have enough pitching, so maybe we can get into that a little bit next break. But let's talk about the Cowboys, because they're sitting pretty. They've got a bye week. They're at 5-1. Everything went against them. There was some really bad officiating. They messed up. The Patriots were playing above their head. It felt like this was set up for the Patriots to win this thing, and they end up losing by 6 in OT. Give the boys a lot of credit. Because this was about being resilient, and we haven't had to see them do that as much. You could say they had to against Tampa Bay. I'm telling you, man, they're an offensive pass interference call away from being undefeated right now.
Yeah, no, the Cowboys are the real deal. I mean, they know how to win in a lot of different ways. We just saw that against the Patriots again, too, right? They can either win battling a ton of adversity, because they did play well consistently throughout the game. They just played well in stretches, and then they had to pull it together at the end of the game and try to find a way to win it, which they did. They made plays, right? We're talking about Trevon Diggs' pick 6. Then they give up the deep touchdown, and then they got to go battle back to try to drive down the field, get the field goal, try to get themselves into overtime, and then go win the game. That's a lot of adversity. We're talking about right here in Texas, right, that the young men don't know how to handle adversity. When adversity hits, they don't seem to be the best version of themselves in response to that adversity. The Cowboys are. When the Cowboys meet some adversity, they seem to be better. And that's what you want from your team. So, and I think the leadership on the Cowboys right now is stepping up, too. I mean, they guys are leading by example. They got guys that are playing big and big moments, like a Trevon Diggs, like a Dak Prescott, a CeeDee Lamb, making big plays in big moments.
And even guys underneath that. So I've talked about this guy for probably a month now.
I know you're going to mention.
4th and 4.
Cedric Wilson.
Cedric Wilson. Cedric Wilson's a baller.
Yep. That catch was amazing.
Cedric Wilson should be a starting receiver somewhere else in the league.
He could be. He could start for the Texans right now.
Oh, God. Maybe not me.
Okay, right.
You could start for the Texans.
Right. He could start. Okay, you're right.
You could start for the Texans.
That's not a compliment.
It's not a compliment. It's not a compliment. No, he would start for a lot of teams. That was a nice play, and that kind of gets back to what you're talking about, the resolve, 4th and 4. This team doesn't blink.
They believe.
They do believe.
They believe.
They really believe.
Yeah, like they actually believe they're going to win. That's something that Sark's trying to, he's trying to program into his players, right? That no, believe in those moments where the fit hits the shan, believe that you're going to make a play.
Yep.
That's why you got to execute perfectly. That's why you got to have attention to the details, because you're going to make a play. You're going to make the big block. You're going to make the big catch.
Yeah.
You're going to make the play. Everybody on the field should believe that. And the Cowboys guys, they believe that.
And next guy up. So DeMarcus Lawrence is out. Randy Gregory has been a terror.
He has been a beast. Is he in a contract year or something? He must be.
It feels like a Sean Dunstan contract year. Woo. How about getting around the edge the way he did?
Yeah, man.
And putting Mac on his ass? Like, that was
multiple times, didn't
multiple times, but there was one I'm thinking of where he comes around and I'm like, oh my God, the way he dips.
Yep.
And then just finishes.
Yeah.
That was beautiful.
No, he looks like, I remember at one point people projected him at Nebraska to be the number one overall pick.
Yeah.
That never happened, but.
He had off the field issues right?
Off the field, ended up being a second round pick, right?
Yeah.
Total, but you see.
Jerry's good at that.
Jerry's good. It's value. Jerry loved the talented, yet troubled soul because he gets good value. But I will say that now Randy Gregory is looking like somebody who had them types of projections. Not saying that it was justified, but, man, he's a freak.
He is a total freak. Yeah. And then you've got Micah Parsons doing what he does. We've talked about J'Ron Kearse.
A big play, too.
Guys just stepping up. Yeah, he did.
It was a third and one.
But guys are just stepping up. They've got the two-headed monster at running back. I know.
Black punt in that game.
Yeah.
Cowboys special teams making plays. It's just they don't have a group or a phase.
Bones is a good coach, man. Fossil.
Yeah, people got him last year, but last year the Cowboys
He's a good special teams coach.
They had a dreadful year period last year, but you're right. There's not a phase or a group of this Cowboys team that's not making plays.
No.
Running back, O-line, wide receiver, tight end.
Yeah, if I ask for a weakness. So we talk about Texas, and we're just, you know, we're trying to get away from weaknesses because it feels like there are too many units that are. What's the weakness with this Dallas team?
Man, we would have said secondary coming into the season.
Definitely. And that still maybe is.
Well, you got the defensive player of the year potentially in that secondary.
And Anthony Brown's been good.
And the safeties have been playing really well.
The Achilles brothers to go with Kearse, who's been great.
So, yeah, I'm with you. I think you could. I don't know if they have a weakness. They just may have a weaker phase. But even, I mean, we thought. You know, linebacker coming in, like, hey, man, they're going to be shuffling guys around. Linebackers are strength.
Defensive line's
playing well.
Igizua, Gregory, Lawrence will be coming back. And you pointed this out earlier, and they're doing all this really light. They're getting a lot of people back.
DeMarcus Lawrence, Neville Gallimore.
Collins?
Yeah.
There's Collins back. Was he back in this game?
Who?
Lyle?
No, I don't think so. I think Lyle is coming back, too, next game.
Okay.
I think he was off this game.
Yeah, Lyle Collins
Lyle's
coming back
next game, and then you get Gallup back.
You'll get
four starters back.
You get, at some point, Lawrence back.
You'll get four starters back on between offense and defense, which is crazy. And I don't know what they're going to do with Kelvin Joseph. Maybe he goes in as the starting corner opposite Trevon Diggs, but probably not initially.
Probably not.
Yeah, it probably takes him a few weeks.
Is the secondary good enough for you to pick them against Arizona if they play tomorrow?
No.
Okay.
Because I think Arizona's defense is better than the Cowboys' defense.
Okay, I'm with you on that. I think it's close.
But I'm not saying it's close. It's not a huge disparity, but I think it's a little. I think they got a few more playmakers. But offensively, I think it's about a push between these two offenses. You're right. I mean, I'll take Arizona's weapons maybe by a little smidgen, but no, those are the two top offenses in the NFL. You're right. They are
second to last game, so 16th game of the year for the Cowboys. Man, I hope it's not already wrapped up, and I think it will be wrapped up.
But the division?
We'll see the Rams, because the Rams are going to push Arizona. Dallas will have the division wrapped up, but they host the Cardinals January 2nd.
Oh, yeah. No, that's
I wish that game was in 2 weeks.
It'll be locked up by then.
It will be. It will be for Dallas.
It will be for Dallas.
Probably for Arizona, but I wouldn't count out the Rams.
I wouldn't count out the Rams. That's a great point, but yeah. That for Dallas, I'd be worried Dallas might decide, no, we're good. We don't need to worry about it. We already control our own fate. But we'll see. I'm with you, though. I would love to see that game. I'm trying to think of before that. They got the Chiefs, though, right?
They do have the Chiefs.
Like three weeks?
Yeah, they have Chiefs November 21st.
Four. They got a month. Okay.
So yeah, they get a bye week. Then they're at Minnesota, Denver at home, Atlanta at home, at the Chiefs, Raiders at home.
Man, you said it. You said this at the beginning of the year when we first started this streak. Basically, after you saw Tampa Bay, and you said, man, the Cowboys are legit. And after they beat the Chargers, you said, if they're legit, they got a chance to be a three-four loss team.
They do. And a chance to be 8-1 going to Kansas City in late November.
I look at the rest of that schedule, and I know it's the NFL, so, man, anything could happen any given Sunday. I only see like 3-4 losses left on that schedule.
I'm with you, man.
It ain't many because the Chiefs are not the Chiefs that they were, that we all thought they'd be before the season started. And then you look at the Raiders going through some things. I know they won this week, but.
Raiders
could be tough.
You got two Washingtons in there.
Cardinals are late
Giants,
in the season, as
Cardinals
you said.
Cardinals are late. Eagles are late.
It just doesn't look like there's a lot of losses on that schedule right now.
Especially because they believe. And it's easy, like you said, Rod, they legitimately believe. It's not fake.
No.
A lot of times you can sense that it's fake. Mm. No, these guys really believe. They're 5-1 right now. You've got Washington and Philadelphia that are 2-4. This division is over with.
Yeah,
and it division, has been over with.
Yeah. And that, honestly, that my only concern would be with the Cowboys is that
you get ahead too much.
Yeah, they get too comfortable, that they don't get tested enough, that they're not battle tested enough.
Like the Chicago White Sox this year.
Exactly right.
I don't think they beat your Astros. They hadn't played a competitive game in a month and a half or 2 months.
Right.
And the Astros have been playing nothing but that.
Cowboys, I know it sounds crazy. That should be your concern now. It's like they get too comfortable going and coasting, going into the playoffs potentially, and then you get to playoffs.
And by competitive game, I mean a game that matters at all.
Oh, yeah. Like that was.
So you can lose this, and we're still going to playoffs.
Like this fourth quarter games. I guess they had the Bucs game, really competitive game. Chargers game, really competitive game for them. But then after that, you know, blew out the Eagles, blew out the Panthers, blew out the Giants. Patriots competitive game. So I hope that they get, and I think they will get tested a few times throughout the schedule. I think at the Saints, because it's the Saints, at the Chiefs, on the road to Chiefs.
They could have the desperate. Vikings in 2 weeks.
The Vikings could do that too. The Vikings, they won
the Vikings
this week.
Are one of those weird teams that it doesn't add up. And I picked them maybe to be in the playoffs this year or last year. And I was like, and I'm granted, I understand they're not that great of a team. They find ways to win.
They do. Yeah. I think they got a good coach too. They just have some talent. Issues at times, certain places.
We know what that's like.
Yeah.
All right. There's some cowboy talk for you. We'll be back to tell you what's on tap, including the Astros.
Go Astros!
Up next.
Welcome back to RBKD. Getting ready to wrap this thing up and put it in the oven. No Katy karaoke. Karaoke happening in the background there. I would say John's done a great job of keeping the glass half full here on a Monday edition of RBKD. Great job, John, with the jams to keep the upbeat up, keep the mood.
Yeah.
Keep the mood hype and optimistic. Positivity, I think, is happening.
He's been doing just a great job in general, and certainly with the post game. I was...
Oh, that's probably why John wanted to change the mood up in here, because he heard the post game, man.
He took all the calls.
In addition to hearing you rant.
So we didn't even hear.
Okay.
Yeah, you didn't hear half of it.
Yeah.
Wow. Okay.
We told John that when he started doing that. I was like, John, you're going to get the worst of the worst. So you're going to get stuff that we're not going to get.
How long have you been doing the post game?
Well, since this whole season.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Yeah.
He is assimilated. Probably quicker than any producer I've seen.
So have they gotten worse in terms of the vitriol from the callers? Every
it's been
loss
up and down. It depends on the game, but last week, yes, there was a lot. I'll say there was a lot of passion in our callers.
There we go.
Yeah, that's passion. How you spin it. That's how you know how to spin it, brother. Yeah,
passion.
We've had very passionate fans. They're passionate.
It's like the light of whatever Rod was talking about.
Me and the fans are connected by light, as they say.
Hey, by the way, Seaway texted us. Texted us and said, didn't you have that in your vows?
Hey, yeah, that was something similar to that.
I thought you were kidding when you said that.
No, it wasn't, I'm telling you.
God.
Dude, my vows are awesome.
They do, that does sound good.
It was a lot of, you know, just kind of throwing stuff at the wall and it stuck. Everyone was like, your vows were amazing. I was like, I freestyled it, but thank you. I didn't freestyle it, but I wrote it, but I didn't put a lot of thought into it.
You freestyled the writing.
Pretty much.
Right.
I was so inspired by how much I love that woman, though. That's what it was. Boom! Again! Faked it again! I'm so good at it! Double!
You can't on the air say you faked it again, though. Fake.
She's not listening.
Got our own actress over here. All right, that'll do it for us. Astros, Red Sox, coming up next. Big game 3 in Boston. I'm going to be out the next couple days. Rod will have you taken care of. You know that. So will John Reichel. I've got no worries about that. When I come back, though, Rod, I want the Astros to have a series lead.
Damn right.
Convincing series lead.
Damn right.
And I want Texas to have everything figured out, too.
Okay, I can't guarantee that.
I'll be back on Thursday. So, see if we can get all that done. For John and for Rod, I'm Kevin. Y'all have a great one. Peace.